You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day, and I'm seated across from Marco Santibanez. And the title of his book is For This Reason, From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord.
I built a cartel here, but I worked with guys that were affiliated, involved with the Medellin cartel.
So it was your own cartel. That's how you got away with that. Well, I want to hear, there's a whole lot of to going on here. Now, you actually were in a music video called Angel with two-time Grammy Award winner, Cuban-born singing sensation John Secada. I met him years ago, very mild-mannered, nice man.
Yeah, it's funny. I had, since I had a lot of money, I had racing boats, jet skis, motorcycles, quads. I had everything. Mercedes Benz, you name it. And but I was empty. But with John Secada had a girlfriend, and they shot her at a club. And he came out with a song called An Angel, a spirit that won't let go. But there was a company called Motion Neon, and I had a motorcycle, and I put four neon lights on it, and they liked the way it looked. So the owner goes, hey, I'll pay you if you allow to put your bike on videos or magazines. And I go, you don't have to pay me. Go ahead, do it. So what happened was the motorcycle was so nice, they put it in the World of Wheels in 1992 in Miami. So John Secada, when they shot his girlfriend, he wanted to make a video, and they wanted to use my motorcycle on the video, not knowing that an angel, a spirit that won't let go. The Bible says that God is a spirit on John 4:24. And in the book of Daniel, when they threw Shadrach, Abednego, and the furnace, there was a fourth guy.
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Yeah.
Right, and there was a fourth guy, and it looked like an angel.
Yeah, in the fire. There was a guy in the fire.
There's an angel.
And they were thrown into the fire, but they didn't burn. They said there was one that's like the Lord, right?
Right, like an angel. And it was God.
Yeah.
So the name of the movie is called, the video is called An Angel, Spirit That Won't Let Go. I even did that in 1992. And that was God protecting me. That I could have been dead in jail, always running from the law.
So when I get home, I can look that up on YouTube and watch that video probably.
You sure can.
It's called Angel by John Secada.
Right, and you see me there with my motorcycle.
Cool.
Yeah, with all the neon lights on it.
Now, is John Secada still around, and did he become a Christian? Or?
Well, they didn't know I was a big drug kingpin. Imagine, I was only 24 years old, but yeah. They wanted to use my bike on that video. They didn't know who I was.
They thought you were just some rich kid with,
Well, they just wanted to use my bike on this video, because that's how nice the bike was. But they didn't have no recollection of the empire of the drug dealer, of the drug lord that was inside that video. And God used me back then even to make that video to see it was a true testimony of who I was. And then at the age of 22 years old, I had a beauty salon because the government doesn't know how much hair you cut, how much nails you paint, and I was laundering money through a beauty salon.
How do you launder money? Tell me how that's done. I mean, there's no... Now, we're beyond... This is... How many years ago was this? 25, 30 years ago?
Well, yeah. Boy, yeah.
So they can't hold... I mean, the 7-year... What do you call that
statute
thing?
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, okay. So how do you... I've always wondered that. How do they launder money? How did you launder money through hair salons?
Well, fake receipts. The government doesn't know how many hairs you cut, how many nails you paint. So every month, we're, making false receipts. And then I would get a check.
But you'd have to pay tax on that money, right?
Yeah, but so what?
But it cleaned it.
But I cleaned it. I put the money in the bank. And then that money, you put it in annuities and CDs, and you make money out of it. You make interest out of it. So when you're paying the government, then you're getting it back.
Why didn't you put some of this stuff aside, though?
Oh, of course I did. I did back in the days. As a matter of fact, by the age of 24, I knew two Cuban men that had a construction company, and they wanted to build Dade County. Well, my drug empire of money that I was making, so I was giving them $250,000 a month. And by the age of 24 years old, we built a Cocoa Walk in Coconut Grove. The Dade County needed to bring tourists to Miami. And it was a theater, a shopping center, nightclub, restaurant, and we did that. And then when the monorail came out of Miami, because transportation was bad, they needed to have a parking garage behind Dayland Mall, $32 million. We built that too when I was 25 years old. We built schools, shopping centers.
But all those investments, did you put anything away so you have it now? Because if you had the money now, you could produce your own movie.
Well, it's not that we're mine. I was giving these guys $40,000 to $60,000 a week, and they were giving me a check. Like if I was a land surveyor for the company, and I was depositing those checks in the bank. And like I told you, I had money in different banks and different annuities.
Yeah. Well, do you still?
No, I don't. I don't. All that was washed away. It's in the book. It's just, my story's in the book. The name of the book is called For This Reason, For Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord. And I also did Walgreens and Papa John's, Dunkin' Donuts, and the shopping centers. I did a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, let's go to the place where you have your wife of the time, but you had five girlfriends. You're feeling empty inside. Because on a shorter interview, you told me the story. I don't think you told me on this one. So you're feeling totally empty on the inside. And you go to a hotel in Miami, and there's four Canadians, two couples. And somehow they led you to the Lord.
Yes. My dad used to tell me that one day they're going to catch me, and I'm never going to come out. They're going to make the key of the cell out of chocolate. They're going to swallow it. And the government's never going to let me out. I've been selling drugs since I was 18 years old. So every week when I used to send 180 kilos to Atlanta, Georgia, 80 kilos St. Petersburg, and 10 kilos a day in Carroll City, imagine if you multiply 10 kilos a day, 10 times 30, that's just 300 kilos a month that I was selling in my hometown. So imagine sending 80 kilos every Wednesday to Atlanta, Georgia, and 180 kilos every to Atlanta, Georgia, and St. Petersburg. So I had attention that I was going to get caught. So every week I used to disappear for 2 or 3 days. But I was married, and I had five girlfriends besides my wife. I had a $20,000 chain. I had Rolexes. I had everything. $15,000 pool table. I had quads, jet skis, motorcycle. I had a 1,000 Mercedes. Back in the day, I had everything. A 1931 Chevy with suicide doors. And
What are suicide doors?
Well, the doors are open like the Bentleys. Like that?
Oh, the backwards.
The backward doors. And I had everything. But I was.
But you know, there's young people who need to hear this today. Because you see on Instagram and Facebook, I see these videos all the time. And I'll see this guy will have a big boat. It might be, you know, it's you know, $500 million boat. And he's got all these girls with these very bathing suits that almost show everything. And I what I do is I always text in there and I say, hey, girls, if you think that's a real man, get out of there. Go somewhere. Go to church. Meet a nice young man. Get married. Have a family. Because wealth is not some big boat or some car or some whatever it is, right?
Well, this is the way I look at it. Back in the days, I used to say one thing, that you find more cotton on a bottle of aspirin than in a girl's bathing suit. Think about it. There's more cotton on an aspirin bottle than what girls wear on bathing suits.
I know.
So that was back in the day, so imagine now.
But you felt empty inside. There was nothing there. You realized you had it all. And people need to hear that story. Because it's a demonic thing, this love of money. Jesus didn't say money was evil, but he said the love of money was the root of all evil.
Well, like you said, it was the root of all evil. You could be a gambler, you could be a thief, you could be a gangbanger, you could be a drug dealer. You can be whatever it is, but when you're involved in the root of all evil, that's the love of money. That's when you're trapped. That's what the devil did to me. Just how the spirit took Jesus to a mountain, and the devil said, if you worship me, I'll give you this kingdom. That's what the devil did. He gave me the kingdom of the root of all evil, the love of money. I couldn't get out because of the power of the fame, and I was empty inside. And I met these Canadians. They were Christians on their honeymoon. But I was married and I had five girlfriends besides my wife. And I told them, look, man, I'm 32 years old. I'm a multimillionaire. I'm one of the biggest drug kingpins in the United States. I got everything a man wants, but I'm empty. And I think I'm going to lose everything. And he goes, why don't you come upstairs and let me read the Bible? And I went upstairs. Another Canadian guy there was
up. Well, why did you come clean to these complete strangers?
I just met him in the ocean that day. And I don't know.
So you're swimming in the ocean, just said, I feel I have all this and I'm empty on the inside.
Yeah, they were swimming in the ocean and they came out of the sand, and it's in the book. get the book. It's free shipping. It's $20. The name of the book is For This Reason.
Yeah, I got to watch out with the ads on here, but we can do something later on. I'll tell them later on. But then they can find the book, right? From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord for This Reason.
Yeah, they go to my website.
Okay, okay, but we're not allowed to call to action on Christian radio, so you got to be very careful.
Okay, so then what happened was that they took me upstairs, and they read me the Bible. It said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And right there, the Holy Spirit convicted me of sin. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I asked him to forgive me for my sins. And I said, Father, I know in my heart you raised your son from the dead. I surrender my heart and my life to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, amen. But there's one thing.
You can slow down. You talk so fast. Calm down.
There's one thing I want to tell you that.
Yes.
When my mom gave her life to the Lord, she used to take me to church. And my favorite verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. And at 7 years old, I prayed to God one Wednesday night. And my mom brought me home from church. And I prayed to God, God, I want to be the first one to die in my family. I don't want to suffer the death of my mom, my dad, or my brother. I want to die first. But I want you to use me one day big in your ministry. At 7 years old, I prayed that. And you know what? My prayer was answered.
Well, not really. You lost your brother.
Yes, but guess what? My second prayer was answered because I could have been dead in jail, overdose running from the law. And God used me greatly for his ministry. I gave my testimony in TBN. I went to Cuba, Venezuela, Dominican Republic. I even went to Medellin, Colombia, where Pablo Escobar came out at 32 years old to preach, to give the testimony how Christ could change a drug lord like me. And here I am, 26 years later, still giving the testimony of what Christ has done in my life.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.